Yes.
Can you name any society of Indians?
Well, the early Indian societies of North America, no, really, if you, they were remarkably, they didn't have much to share, but what they had, they shared. And you read the reports of the Jesuit missionaries who came here and who studied the way the indigenous people here lived and then wrote these reports. There's an amazing amount of documentation of much more closely examined than even modern anthropologists have done with societies. And there's a man named William Brandon who went through the archives in France to see what the Jesuits wrote back about. And you might think, well, he's romanticizing, and it's possible to romanticize ancient civilizations, and some of them were warlike and violent and so on. But also there were societies in those times, there were Indian societies in those times, with a remarkable sharing of all the goods and with a remarkable equality between men and women. In fact, a matriarchal society in many of these instances, but a society in which the relations between men and women were better than the relations between men and women in modern times. I'm not pointing to these as things to which we must return, or saying things were ideal then. And I don't even think it's necessary to find, as some people think, you must find somewhere a place where the really good society existed, otherwise we won't believe one is possible. And I don't think it's necessary to do that, because I think human beings are capable of creating things that were never created before. And I refuse to believe that only the things that have happened in the human past exhaust the possibilities for the human race. I don't think that's the case. Yes.